is from Psalm 95, 1 through 7. Again, this is the Mary Craig Ministries Easter message for April 12, 2020, Our Hope in Christ. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. And we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will, hear his voice. Psalms 95, 1 through 7. Next, in honor of the blood of Christ, from Colossians 1, 9 through 22. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and, having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you, that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Colossians 1:9-22. And now Betty will read Revelation 1:4-8.
John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Revelation 1, 4 through 8.
And now let us share the Paschal greeting. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Amen, hallelujah. Amen. Now, Betty has a special prayer for us to bless the Lord. Betty?
Father God, we thank you and praise you for all you have done. We thank you and praise you that you created the heaven and the earth. We thank you and praise you and bless you that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Father, we thank you and bless you that Jesus Christ came from heaven to earth. We thank you and bless you that Jesus is the Messiah, the promised one, the anointed one, the true light. We thank and bless you that Jesus was sent by the Father to save. Father, we thank and bless you that Jesus Christ fulfilled all the righteous requirements of the law. We thank and praise you that Jesus lived a personal, perfect, perpetual, obedient life. We thank you and bless you that Jesus Christ is the only righteous one. We thank you and bless you that Jesus Christ is the federal head of a new creation of those in him. We thank and bless you that Jesus learned obedience in the things in which he suffered, becoming obedient even to death on the cross. We thank and bless you that Jesus obeyed willingly, without iniquity, without sin. We thank and bless you that Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. We thank and bless you that Jesus died on the cross as a once-for-all-time sacrifice, as atonement for sin. We thank and bless you that Jesus came as suffering servant, as a sacrificial lamb, sin bearer, curse bearer, bearer of the wrath of God, and bearer of the glory. We thank and bless you for the five aspects of Jesus' atoning work. Father, we thank and bless you for Jesus' sacrifice. We thank and bless you that Jesus Christ, in obedience, offered himself up as a substitutionary sacrifice to God for our sins on the cross. We thank and bless you for the propitiation of Christ. We thank and bless you that Jesus Christ fully satisfied, propitiated God's wrath against us by the offering up of himself on the cross. Third, we thank you for the reconciliation of Christ. We thank and bless you that Jesus Christ reconciled us to God, restored us through his sacrifice on the cross to God. We thank and bless you that Jesus made peace through the blood of the cross. Fourth, we thank and bless you, Father, for the redemption of Christ. We thank and bless you that Jesus Christ redeemed us from the curse, dominion of, and bondage to Satan, purchasing us back to God through his blood shed on the cross. Father, we thank and bless you for the cross work of destruction. We thank and bless you that Jesus Christ destroyed the works of the devil through his work on the cross. We thank and bless you that Jesus made peace through the blood of the cross. We thank and bless you that what Jesus did on behalf of every true believer frees the believer from the power and penalty of sin, and one day the presence of sin. We thank and bless you that Jesus endured the wrath of God against sin, transgression, iniquity, trespass. We thank and bless you, Father, that the wrath kept coming and coming and coming on Jesus until divine justice was satisfied. Father, we thank and bless you that Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. We thank and bless you that Jesus died, was buried, and rose again on the third day. We thank and bless you that Jesus' resurrection demonstrates that you, the Father, accepted Christ's atoning work on behalf of those for whom he stands as surety of the covenant, Messiah, and high priest in the order of Melchizedek. Father, we thank and bless you that you exalted Jesus with the name above every name. We thank and bless you that Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father. We thank and bless you that Jesus is King of kings, Lord of lords, ruler over the kings of the earth, the faithful, amen, the faithful and true witness, the judge of the living and the dead. We thank and bless you that along with the Father, the Son, Jesus sends the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of the Father, the Spirit of Christ. We thank and bless you that Jesus is coming again. Father, we thank and bless you that this is the gospel, the good news to those who believe truly in Jesus Christ alone for salvation. We thank and bless you that there is no other name by which one must be saved. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Betty. And as we are unable under these circumstances to pass the offering plate, we do encourage everyone to bring to the Lord an offering of thanksgiving and praise. Let us all bless the Lord. Let us delight in Him. He is risen indeed. And to help us to do that, we'll now read from Psalm 118, 14 through 24.
The Lord is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me severely, but He has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go through them, and I will praise the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, through which the righteous shall enter. I will praise you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118, 14 through 24.
Thank you, Betty. It is marvelous indeed. Our pastoral prayer today comes from Ephesians 3, 14 through 21, which declares, "For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to Him be glory in the Church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen." Ephesians 3, 14 through 21. Let us pray. Father God, I pray that we be renewed in the spirit of our minds and put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness, that God would sanctify us by His word and by His Spirit, that we may open our mouths boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel of Jesus Christ with love, compassion, and grace, that we might love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our message today is our hope in Christ. So we live in historic times. Perhaps not since the Second World War has an entire nation, indeed the world, been bowed, humbled, struck down. All around are stories of this modern-day plague. I learned this week about the pop singer whose stage name is Pink. I do not know Pink. I do not know Pink's music. And I do not know if she believes Jesus Christ, the Son of God, allowed himself to be nailed to a cross so her sins, so she and us, could be forgiven and welcomed into the presence of a holy God. I do not know that. But my heart goes out to Pink because she has a son, Jameson, about the age of our twins. Pink, you see, tested positive for this COVID-19 disease caused by the coronavirus. And then little Jameson got sick, quite sick, apparently. And she did the only thing she knew to do. I dare say she did what any of us would do if our children were sick. She got down on her knees and she prayed. And later she said, "I've never prayed more in my life." Now, I dare say there are many, many souls all around the world who since January have been praying more than they have ever prayed in their lives. Let us pray God will use this to open the eyes of their minds and hearts to receive the Lord. Pastor Mary this week reminded me of 1 Thessalonians 4:13. That we are not as those who have no hope. Yes, these times this Easter may appear dark, and yet the gospel is going forth as never before, and we do have great, great hope. Faith, hope, and love abide these three, and the greatest of these is love. God proved his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Today we celebrate the perfect completion, the tetelestai in Greek, of the greatest act of love, of faith, of hope, of redemption, and of mercy this world has ever seen. The death of Christ on the cross as atonement, as propitiation for our sins in loving obedience to Father God, and his burial and his resurrection on the third day is our certain hope, a blazing beacon to lead us through dark times. It is how we know God stamped paid in full, done, finished on the perfect sacrificial atoning work of Jesus Christ on the cross, who suffered and bled and died for all those given to him by his Father. Jesus Christ was sent by the Father to save. The cross, of course, was intended as the ultimate humiliation, degradation, public torture, and shame. By enduring the cross as the Lamb of God, our saving Lord Jesus Christ, fully God and fully man, and yet without sin, made a way, made the only way for holy Father God and sinful man to be reconciled. He is the only reconciler of God and man. He is the only one who could reconcile God and man. And Father God accepted his perfect work. He is indeed the Prince of Peace, the Pearl of great price, the one name by which men must be saved by the grace of God. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ is God, God incarnate. 1 Timothy 3:16 declares, God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory, and today he is risen. He is risen indeed. You see, what the world intended is Christ's ultimate humiliation, which he suffered and submitted himself to as an act of love and obedience to the Father, out of supreme loyalty, really, was in truth the perfect fulfillment of God's plan for redemption of a people whose hearts are filled with iniquity. God prepared a lamb of his own, Jesus Christ. Christ is sin-bearer, curse-bearer, the bearer of the wrath of God, and the bearer of the glory of God. He mediated between God and man, being fully God and fully man. The resurrection of Jesus Christ demonstrated and proved that the Father received the work of Christ and his obedient life, even to death on the cross, in behalf of those given to him by the Father. To quote Pastor Mary, Jesus is the one accepted. We are accepted in the beloved Jesus Christ. Salvation has been, is, and will be by the promise, not by law-keeping, works. The Holy Spirit is the life maker or life producer, John 6:63. Only the Holy Spirit can give life. In the Lamb of God, the debt was paid in full. He paid the debt. That is why Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the only way to salvation and to reconciliation with Holy God. And God showed his divine approval of Christ's sacrifice in this, that on the third day, in fulfillment of Scripture, Christ rose from the dead. Ephesians 4 tells us, wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. On this day, then, we rejoice that some 2 millennia ago, God and his Son, Jesus Christ, turned the tables on a world that rejected the Messiah, the Son of God, and rebelled against the Prince of Peace. In so doing, Christ took captivity captive, robbed death of its sting, rose to where he now sits, seated at the right hand of God, and gave gifts unto men. So what was the result of the world's rebellion against God's living word, his living decree of redemption? Philippians 2, 9 through 11 tells us, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Earlier this week, I received an email from a successful Florida businessman, a devout believer, who wanted to remind us all in these days of self-isolation and social distancing that we all have a great hope to share with a world that is really, really scared and hurting right now. He called his fellow believers the Easter people, meaning those of the body of Christ who celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. As of this writing, we are told nearly 2 million people around the world have contracted this modern-day plague, COVID-19, although the real number may be twice that due to undiagnosed and unreported cases. The global death toll has now passed the 100,000 mark. In fact, since the new year, over 110,000 souls went to stand before their Creator. And there, they encountered God as their holy, all-powerful Savior. Or, they encountered God as their holy, all-powerful Judge. Later, you may want to think about that. As much as the people of Christ, the Easter people, if you will, are feeling anxious and socially isolated and worried about the economy, worried about the future, think for a moment about this. What does the unbelieving world feel? Think for a moment how that must feel, to be alone and to not know the name that is highly exalted above every name, of things in heaven, of things on earth, of things below the earth, to the glory of Almighty God. What about them? Paul writes in Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes." And in 2 Timothy 1:7 it is written, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." But what about those living in fear right now, who do not know who to pray to like they've never prayed before, who do not know that His perfect love, by the power of His Holy Spirit, casts out fear? What about them? What about those who are watching the terrifying headlines in the news today, who do not understand what it means to walk by faith and not by sight? 2 Corinthians 5:7. To walk by faith and not by sight. What about them? I think Christ yearns for us to be an example this Easter, to share His word and His light and His grace with a dark and dying world, to reach out and share His eternal redemption paid at such unimaginable cost for the salvation of many. To do that, we must walk by the power of His Holy Spirit. When a spirit of fear rises up, as surely it will in these days, remember, we are not as those who have no hope. Be bold to share your hope, your love, His faith with others. The world really needs that right now, and it always has. To stand strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, we must respond with faith in Jesus, yes. But even more so, we must respond with the faith of Jesus. We must pray the Holy Spirit to give us the faith Jesus has, as we are in Him. It is His faith we need, as His Holy Spirit is in us and not our own. Perfect love casts out fear. His is the perfect love. In John 16:13, Christ tells the disciples, "When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." Philippians 2:1-8 tells us, "Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." So now, if you're able to rise, we want to do the benediction from Hebrews 13:20 through 21. And then afterwards, I'm going to stop the recording and I'll introduce Betty after I take us all off of mute. And if you're on mute on your phone, you may want to unmute yourselves as well. Please stand for the benediction. "Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever.